I don't agree with Professor Mackey's assessment because I've been and had a look at it. I know that more of it's been logged. And also, the numbers that are being relied on for logging only go back to 1960. I mean, there's been claims in the media by one of the experts quoted by the ABC fact checker that logging before 1960 doesn't count. That's patently absurd because I've seen film, I've published film of logging in the 1940s, which is clearly industrial, and part of the commentary in the ABC fact-checking document also talks about how well some of these forests have recovered from previous forestry, which is one of the reasons that they can be locked up. So now we've got the anti-forestry movement actually making the case that the forest industry has been making for decades, that it is a regenerative and a renewable industry, and it can be sustainable because the trees grow back and you can regenerate the forest and then go back and have another harvest cycle in an appropriate time frame. So I just dispute the experts, firstly, that they've chosen. I mean, they're anti-forestry experts largely. So why would I expect to get a balanced view?
Well, do you agree with the argument that the photos that you're showing of a pine plantation and arguments around a pine plantation being in this area covers a space smaller than a tennis court?
It is a small pine plantation, yes.
Is it smaller, is it smaller than a tennis court?
Look, I wouldn't accept that it's in that scale, but it's not a huge plantation. I'm happy to accept that it's not a huge... That particular pine plantation is not a huge one, but there are other plantations in the area, eucalypt plantations and pine plantations. But, you know, what we're saying is we want to remove this area from World Heritage listing. It shouldn't have been listed in the first place. It's part of a process to try and to destroy the forest industry, and it will do that. It'll certainly damage significantly the special species industry in Tasmania, which I would have thought most Tasmanians want to obtain. And I'm not ceding my policy platform to the ABC fact-checking unit or anybody else.
Well, you've been sending out pictures day by day of areas that you say are inside this World Heritage Area and demonstrate disturbance. Can we agree that all of those areas are actually from the 4% of the World Heritage listed area that's actually been disturbed? They're not from the rest of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's plenty more to come, Leon.
My point is, are they from the 4%, or the mere 4% that the fact-check unit says has been properly disturbed, and they're not from the other, say, 86% and other fat that is contentious in this case?
The photographs that I'm publishing, I dispute the 4% to start with, Leon. I don't agree that it's the 4% that the fact-checking unit comes up with, bearing in mind they're only going on figures that go back to 1960, and we've already established that there's a long history in areas there that go back to the 1800s of forestry. So I'll dispute the 4% to start with, but all of the photographs that I have been publishing are from within the extension to the World Heritage Area and areas that we're looking to excise.
Are any of them from areas that have been logged before 1960? I mean, are you using footage from the last 50 years?
Well, the visible logging is obviously from recent events, but it just goes to make the point that and some of it is regrowth. There's quite a considerable amount of regrowth that's visible in the photographs that I'm publishing. If you want to have a look, you can tell the differences. If you want to have a look at the satellite maps that I've published, and there's two that we've already put out, you can clearly delineate the age differences of the forest in the areas. And as the fact-checking report says, a lot of these areas are regeneration from long-term harvest. So there is acknowledgement of the forest harvest that goes back a long time, but it also proves the point that I'm trying to make, that the forest industry is a sustainable one. You can regenerate the forest, you can maintain values, and you don't have to lock it up to do it. You don't have to lock it up and stop the forest industry from existing, and that's the objective of the Greens and the Green movement in this whole process, is to close the forest industry.
Isn't that an argument that you'll have to make to UNESCO and the World Heritage Listing Body? How confident are you that you can win that argument with them?
Well, I'll have to make my argument. I accept that. And I know that there'll be people who don't want to see forest industry in Tasmania, some who don't want to see a native forest industry in Australia, who'll be making the converse argument. People like Professor Mackey, who is well known in the forest sector as an anti-forest industry scientist. Why would I agree with what the fact-checking unit when the first thing they do is go to people who have a history of being anti the forest industry? Mr. Hitchcock was the dissenting commissioner in the Helsham Inquiry. That's not published in the fact-checking unit document. He was the dissenting commissioner on the Helsham Inquiry. So why isn't that disclosed as part of the fact-checking unit process? I mean,
Richard Colbeck, when will this case be decided? I mean, Tasmania waiting at the moment over what the new direction of federal and state Liberal government forest policy will look like. When will UNESCO give you an answer on whether or not this 74,000 hectares can come out?
Well, UNESCO's got a couple of options. Firstly, they can make a decision immediately at their upcoming meeting. They might decide that they should go back for community consultation, which is what one of their investigative units recommended last time, but they overrode that because there hasn't been genuine and proper consultation, which we've discussed before as part of the extension process anyway. We've talked about the fact that we've got farmers in Tasmania who still haven't been advised as to whether they've got a Wilderness World Heritage Area as a boundary, which modifies their planning requirements over their properties. They've got no advice on what has to happen or what their obligations are. There's a whole range of things that were not done properly as part of the extension process, which is one of the reasons that we objected so heavily to it at the time. And we intend to try and right the wrong that was done with that listing and, as we see it, the broader forestry process that the Labor Party and the Greens undertook in Tasmania.